going to basically try to do the same thing that he did this summer, which is to say, I'm going to turn to the right and de facto let the National Rally be the one that's going to decide whether or not to let the to have the government stand or not? Or is he going to turn to the left? That's what the members of the National, the New Popular Front, the left-wing coalition have been calling for. But to be quite frank, Amy, if you look at the way that Macron spoke last night, it doesn't seem like we're going to have a change of tack. It doesn't seem like we're moving to that Macron wants to name a left-wing prime minister. But again, the main situation here is at a certain point, it's not really Macron's decision to make. We have a mathematical problem. France needs to have a government, and you have three pretty evenly split blocks. So at some point, that mathematical reality requires choices to be made.
And finally, Cole Stengler, you have President-elect Trump going to France in his first international trip since he was reelected president for the reopening after the fire of Notre Dame Cathedral.
Yeah, I mean, the timing there is quite remarkable, because we have a president now, you know, President Macron. I mean, you could maybe say that both these presidents are in very different, or future president in the case of Trump, in different situations. Macron is increasingly isolated, extremely unpopular. If you look at his
we have 10 popularity seconds.
Extremely unpopular president, increasingly isolated. So Macron not in a very favorable position right now.
Cole Stengler is a journalist speaking from the French city of Marseille, and we'll link to your articles. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Anjali Kamat, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warnoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Malkoff, Tamaria Studio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Hannah Elias, our executive director, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Find the man you want. He's got all you need. I'm flipping in the wheel like a fly on a pole, and it's going.
Black helicopters burning out the sky. Black helicopters.
What it was. They'll stop when I'm sorry.
Oh, have you not heard of
that? We're listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's known by the name of the Great Northwest.
Taking CanCon beyond Nickelback on your FM dial.
Land of the setting sun has taken my bows away, everyone.
Good afternoon, Winnipeg. This is Ifeoluwa on Evergreen Perspective.
And Oluwatosin on Evergreen Perspective. On UMFM 101.5 radio.
Thanks for joining us today. So, Watosin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's Friday, uh-huh. Always Friday. but preparing for examination starting next week.
Yes.
A little bit overwhelming, but it's good to see the end of the tunnel. So I'm anticipating for that end.
That's good. I hope you see light at the end of that tunnel.
Hopefully, amen.
Yeah, I know some people have exams this week, and so for them it must be really overwhelming as well. Hopefully not, you know, because we've had... it's been a beautiful first semester, I would say. It went by real fast. Yeah, good. I thought
real
I was the
fast.
Only one. Okay, good. And I feel like first semester always goes by... very fast,
yeah, faster
right?
than second semester. I'm just gonna say maybe because we have more holidays in first semester. You know, you're resuming school this week, and then maybe the Friday of it you have a holiday, or the next week, the Monday of it you have a holiday, so it's making every week go by real fast.
That's good, to be honest. And anyways, I'm glad the semester is over, and we're officially
likewise.
Over on Monday, but yeah, that's good.
No, we are officially over when the exams are over.
okay, then that's what it is, then. Yeah, so I've had this. I saw this post about student life, and they mentioned that they were talking about support system in the school, and I thought it was an interesting thing, because especially now that exams are around the corner,
yeah.
right? So I'm thinking, like, what do you think about students having that support system, and not just during exam, because there are so many things that students will need support for, you know, like right. sometimes you need help with your assignments. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just don't understand the particular concepts in class, mm-hmm. and you think that a student can help you with it. So like, I just want to know, what do you think about that?
That's a good question. So at this time of the year, the very end, almost the end of the semester, exams are knocking on our doors, mm-hmm. Midterms are being completed. I think this is the time majority of the students realize they actually have a lot to do, a lot that they've piled up for a very long time. And this can cause overwhelming for them. And once you're overwhelmed, you tend to just stop doing.
Because,
yeah, so like having a support system can help you overcome this. You know, you see a way out. You see that this is still possible. I can still study this much and still go into the exams with confidence. I can still answer my questions with confidence. And so that's why I think support system is very important. Like, a lot of students can just like switch off during this time because the realization is real, honestly, knowing that you have like so many things to do. So
that's
yeah.
True. That's true. And I also feel like everything goes back to finding your place within the university, or more broadly within the community, you know. So
yeah.
It goes back to finding your place and also finding balance, because let me just elaborate a little bit. So basically, finding your place, you have a sense of belonging, you know, and you're connected to a group of people.
Right.
And these people, majority of such groups, they share similar interests as you, and you have similar experiences. And this is like a good, should I say way up now, like a way to get to know more people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really good to find your place. So for students, I think first, students need to find their place in the school context now. Students need to find their place in the university. And then mm-hmm. when they find their place is when they can have the support system that they're looking for. So, like, what can you say about finding your place in university? Is it a thing when you say find your place in university, or what do you think?
I think it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's because it can be all work, all school stuff you're doing. You miss out on the social activities. And also, finding your place can also be a form of a support group that you need, you know?
Yeah.
It might not be at the end of the semester. It might even be way before the semester. It might be the beginning of the semester. Coming in as a new student, you don't know what clubs can I join, the TA meetings, what they call SI sessions,
mm-hmm.
or like the help centers. You get this information from maybe joining like clubs, like a biology club or like a science club, any club. And then these clubs also like have like study sessions where many people come together, mostly like you'd even see people from your class. You guys can talk together, talk about your the thing you're doing in class at mm-hmm. the moment. And this is another way to make friends too. So
mm-hmm. that's good. So what I'm gathering from that is that you think it's helpful.
I think it's very helpful.
That's
very
good.
Very helpful.
That's good. I think it's very helpful too. And it also, because people associate, when people associate with such groups, there are so many reasons that you associate with such groups. And associating with such groups actually can be really, really helpful. There's no, everyone has like their downtime. Their downtime in the sense that there are times where you just don't feel like yourself, right? You feel down and you're like,
right.
Oh my God, I just need to leave whatever it is I'm doing right now
mm-hmm.
and go out there and associate with people.
Right.
And I feel like it already creates that space for students especially.
Right.
Yeah, it's already
And like maybe like moments, I'm so sorry. And
it's
maybe
okay.
like moments like things didn't go as planned. So maybe you really studied for a midterm and then the results came out. Or maybe way before the results came out, the way you just feel like you answered every question, you're not satisfied with it. You tend to kind of like break down. But if you have like a support system you can talk to about, you'll find out that it's a big deal, but it's not really something you should put in your mind and you should let
right.
it affect you all the way.
Yes, yes. And you don't want to dwell so much on it because
right.
you don't want this to affect things further down the line.
Yeah,
so that's,
yeah.
No, I like that point. That's really, really important too. And I feel like when you have a support person that you can talk to, when you have a support system that you can, you know, talk to, they will be able to let you know that, oh, these things happen, especially the ones that, okay, let me cite this example. There's a first year student
mm-hmm.
who, for example, did their first midterm.
Mm-hmm.
It went well. The second midterm
yeah.
probably didn't go as good as the first midterm, and they start to worry about, oh my God, my GPA, this and that. Like, I'm not saying it's not a good, it's a good thing to worry sometimes. But then if they have, for example, someone in like the maybe, I don't want to say second year, because like first year, second year is still like almost the same
maybe
thing.
Like last year.
Like maybe last year or the third year, who are like more experienced with these kind of things. They can, if they share with them what it is that they're going through, like I said, they're going through, like it's just the beginning, but if they share with them, they can definitely get the right support that they need. Do you understand? Like, a third year student can definitely tell the first year student, oh, it's fine, it's just your second midterm, you still have time, like you can, it's a midterm, it's not exam, you can still catch up from with the exam and different assignments that you have,
right?
You know? So I definitely think it's good. And I'll just like use this moment to say, like, some there, even not just first year, so even second year and third year, so as long as there's someone that you can share this thing with and they're probably more experienced than you, they'll be able to hopefully advise you.
Yeah, and shed light into the problem.
I'm sorry?
Shed more light into the problem.
Yes, definitely shed more light into the problem. And and for the first year students or any student listening out there, we just let you know there are different ways that you can get involved with these groups. You can, Tosin already mentioned it before, you join a club. A club can be like a school club, it can be your hobby, anything that you have people that you share these similar interests with. So you can join a club, and majority of people already know their interests, right? So you attend events that are related to your interests,
right?
And you're building more on your interests when you do that. And again, some people don't know their interests too, and or you just want to improve, you know, you want to build on your interest, you can volunteer. And I think volunteering is such an amazing thing, an amazing way to actually find your place and belong to a, you know, particular community. It's amazing, and it creates these opportunities too. It helps you mingle more with people in the outside world, and it helps you to network in different ways. Like, the opportunities are endless when it comes to volunteering. But do you how do you find volunteering?
I think it's just it's what you've said before. It's a place where you learn more experiences and make more friends. It might not be in your field of study. It might not be something of interest. You never know. Just volunteer, and then you just find it interesting. You find, you learn new skills. You learn something. You can take something out of it and be like, okay, this is useful for the way of my life, or is useful for my major. I could use this knowledge from this volunteer experience in another volunteering activity, you know. So yeah, I think, and also to build more network, you don't have to, limit your network to just those around your major. You can go outside of your major. You can if you're a science, you can go to art, you can go to business, and then make friends, make connections, build connections for yourself.
Yeah, because you never know. You never know. That's something about life. You never know.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to find your place in a community. I don't want to limit it to just school, because it's really broad, you know.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to find your place in a community, but I think very importantly is also finding balance within that community.
Very true.
You know, when we say find balance, in my opinion, I think it's putting you first. Well, not in a selfish kind of way, though. Well, it's actually partly selfish, but not too selfish. But definitely putting you first, because there are times when, okay, we're just at the start of this conversation, we're saying how some people will probably feel overwhelmed that, oh, exams are around the corner, I have so much to do, this and that, this and this and this. But when you find a balance within any group you find yourself, or within the community, and you understand the impact that your self-care has on your general well-being as a person, I feel like that is just an amazing approach to life.
It's definitely what you said,
finding balance.
Putting you first. Yes, thank you. It's not a selfish thing. I don't think it's a selfish thing, because if you're able to maintain homeostasis.
Oh God. You had to bring that in.
Sorry, if you're able to maintain balance between your social life and your personal life, your general well-being is going to be fantastic. You probably, I'm not saying you'll be a happy person every single day, but majority majority of the time, you probably are in a good position in life. Like, you look at your work life, you're like, what are the things on my schedule? It's all check, 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 check. And then your social life, okay, have I mingled with people today or have I mingled with people recently? It's check, 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 check. And you just feel so fulfilled. Yeah.
Yes, and there's great reward in I feel the fulfillment itself is the reward. It's very rewarding, and it's definitely amazing. So yeah, and putting you first again comes back to prioritizing, priorities, a scale of preference. That's what they call it in economics, right? Scale of preference.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm not an economist, but I think so.
Yeah. So definitely prioritizing. So when you have a list, it's so, I don't know, people operate differently. Some people actually write down, like, this is what my
to-do list for the day. Yeah.
And some people, it's just, like, mental. Some people just have it, like, on their phones, like, with reminder sets. People operate differently.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is a way that you can remind yourself of, this is a task I need to do, this is how much time I need to spend on this task, I think that you'll be able to function very well.
Yeah, and then you'll be more productive as well. So, for sure, yeah.
So it increases productivity. Mm-hmm. Having that to-do list increases productivity.
Like having to-do list, having like a certain time that you should spend on each activity, you realize you do more things and having no plans at all, mm-hmm. and having no scheduled hour for anything at all. You might even spend like most of the hour doing just one thing. But if you schedule yourself, you might actually do like three things. You never know.
So are you saying spontaneous is bad? Because some people operate on spontaneous basis. Spontaneous is nice, but
spontaneous isn't bad. It depends on the activity. It depends. Like, if it's school activity, I wouldn't say be spontaneous about it. You should plan. You should plan the way or when you want to do your assignments and the time you want to spend into studying.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's social life, that can be very spontaneous. You know, you might be done studying and just feel like hanging out with someone, or you just feel like taking a walk and saying hello to your neighbors. You know, but for school life, work life, I think that should be scheduled.
So can I just ask you, do you normally have a to-do list?
Me?
Yeah.
not really. For school though, yeah. Okay. There's a schedule for school, but outside school, not really. I just
okay, so you're more spontaneous outside school.
I'm very spontaneous after outside
school. The reason I'm asking is I find that if you don't prioritize sometimes, you tend to procrastinate. So I want to does this normally happen? So for school, you have a to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have a to-do list for your school, do you find that you're neglecting some things for other things and you're procrastinating on completing some task?
Oh, yeah. So for school, if you don't have it, even sometimes when you have a to-do list, you tend to, there are still rooms for procrastination. So maybe take, for example, you have a class that you feel like is very hard. It's mm-hmm. very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find yourself spending more time on this class and neglecting other classes because you feel like those other classes are like easy. It's like just one day read and I'm good. But those are piling up while you're studying for this one very hard class that you think is very hard. And by the time you go back to those easy class, by the time you go to those easy classes and you're reading and you realize, oh no, you missed a lot, or maybe there's something you actually don't understand and you've like lost knowledge of.
Thank you. And so I'll just do a quick recap for those that are just joining us. So far, we've been talking about finding your place within a community and also finding balance within that community. So it's exam season right now, and I feel like we should probably share some tips. I actually did read some article talking about students balancing life during exam and during exams, and I found some helpful tips. They were really simple, but I feel like these things are very, very important. So the very first one on the list was having good sleep.
That's good.
Having good sleep. Mm-hmm. That is very important.
Mm-hmm. Because, your brain needs the sleep.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Your brain definitely needs... It's a form of, you're taking a break, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you're resting. You know, you've been studying so hard. Let's say maybe you've studied 3 hours at a stretch. You definitely need a break. You know, we're not robots. We're human beings, and we need to... we should not deny our bodies what it is.
Yeah, and something I learned from human physiology class, they say like sleeping helps your brain to flush out the unnecessary information or like dirt inside the head, so you can gain more information. Your mind can be very alert and active.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And also definitely improved self-care as well. Part of which is
social life.
And taking breaks.
And taking breaks.
Social life, going on a stroll. That's
going on a stroll, exercising.
And, My, you know, you do know, do you want to know what my favorite tip that I saw was?
Tell me.
Eating.
Mm.
Yeah. Food. Good food. Because mm-hmm. you want to supply your body with the essential nutrients that it needs. We are human beings and we cannot function without food.
Right.
That's
yeah, they said if you have a problem, eat something good.
Really?
You know, I see memes like that. I see memes like that and I'm like, yeah, that's actually true. When you eat something good, you're like, wow, this is, you get a little bit excited. Let's just a little bit excited.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, so it's exam season actually starts next week. And we hope that we as students are able to follow these tips and more. Yeah, so we wish everyone the best.
All the best. During
this
good
exam
luck.
Season. Good luck with exams. Rest, stroll.
Take it easy on yourself.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. And everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ife Oluwa on Evergreen Perspective.
And Oluwa Tosin.
And joining us today, we have
Zima Ondukwe from the VSU.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah,
so how are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. A little nervous, but I think I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely okay. Don't worry. So could you just let us know, what is BSU?
So the VSU is a Black Student Union. So we're a student-run, student-founded club designed to advocate for Black students at the University of Manitoba.
Oh, that's really cool. And could you just give us a little bit of background on BSU and maybe the role that you play in BSU right now?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm currently the co-president of the BSU. So what we do is Our goals are to design events that sort of build a community among Black students at the University of Manitoba. So by far, our biggest event will be the one in February. But our plan is that we just keep making events that eventually make Black students meet other Black students and sort of build that little community here at the university.
And that's beautiful. And to think we were just talking about having a support system, especially during this exam period, because some people started exams already and some people have that next week. But I bet like the BSU members is what I would call it. How do you support each other during this time? Support as students generally, and what kind of supports do you offer other Black students, let's say during exam period? Let me just phrase it that way.
Yeah, for sure. So currently, I'm actually glad that you brought up that question, because currently we have a study cafe today at the ASBC lounge. So we're doing that in collaboration with the Black student community and the Arts Student Body Council. Beyond that, generally, we try to, especially during the exam time, we try to create a movie night, which is December 20th. So it's just for students to come and relax after the exams are done. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And can we ask, like, do we know what movie it is, or it's going to be a surprise on that?
It's definitely going to be a surprise.
Oh, lovely. And where is this taking place?
So this is taking place in the arts building. So we are still talking about the room. We're still deciding what room it's going to be. But okay. Definitely as soon as we get closer to the date, we would release that on our social media for sure.
Would you guys have snacks?
Yes, 100%. We'll have snacks. Refreshments will be provided.
That's good. And so this event is happening
December the 20th. Yes.
20th of December. Yes. Oh, that's lovely. Could you, so people have an idea of what to expect, kind of, provide more insight about that?
Yeah, for sure. So December the 20th is the last day of exam. So that's why we chose that date. So the plan is that we would put on a Hallmark movie, because I feel like nothing speaks to Christmas more than Hallmark movies. So we'll put on a Hallmark movie. We'll provide different types of snacks. And also you have the freedom to like walk around and talk, because I feel like with movie theaters, they feel a bit stiff because you can't even turn on your phone.
Right.
But this like gives you that freedom to like interact with other Black students, and non-Black students are welcome too. So yeah.
That's good. And I'll also ask, is it free? Is it like free admission for everybody? Yeah. Or is there
100% free?
That's good.
Definitely students don't want to be spending that much money at this time, especially after exam. So it's 100% free. Anyone is welcome.
Okay,
that's amazing. So let's say people would like to join the Black Students Union community. Is there like, are there like requirements for them to fulfill before joining this club?
Not really. I wouldn't say there are. We do have a membership form in our Instagram. So all you have to do is just register over there and you're a member of the Black Student Union. So the membership form actually allows you to receive information about what events that we have going on.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And what's the Instagram?
So the Instagram would be BSU_U of M.
BSU_U of M.
Give me 1 minute. I should check that. Yes, BSU_U of M.
Okay. So students can just go to BSU_U of M on Instagram and they can find the membership form right
exactly,
there.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And also probably more information about the events.
Exactly.
Lovely. And do you mind sharing like an event that you've probably done in the past that you feel has had an impact on the whole Black student body generally?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was my first year as an exec on the Black Student Union. We had this multicultural Black History Month event, so where we asked students to come with their different cultural attires, and there was kind of like a fashion show at the end of the day, and we gave out prizes. I think that is the one that I feel definitely represents the spirit of the Black Student Union the most. Just watching all these different groups of people coming together and sort of just having a good time. I think that is the one that probably stands out the most in my mind.
That's good. That's really lovely because, again, it connects you back to, I'll say, your roots, like, as Black students. It's also a reminder of, like, where you're coming from. So it's really lovely.
Yeah, but, exactly. Can I touch on that for
yes,
a minute?
Yes.
So when you say connects back to the roots, I think that is actually so important because I feel like when we think about Black students or the Black community, we kind of have this idea of what they are. We think of, like, African students, or we think about a specific group of people. But I feel like the beauty of this event is that we realize that being Black is not necessarily an ethnicity, and mm-hmm. there isn't one story to be told about what it means to be Black. There are different versions of the story. So we associate Blackness with liking hip-hop or African music, but when you see different people come together with all different backgrounds, it kind of makes you really think about what it means to be Black, like beyond all of those stereotypes that or boxes that we try to fit ourselves into. It goes much beyond that.
That's really lovely. I really like how you developed that point. So it's really beautiful. I'll just ask you also, as a person, how has belonging to this community helped you as a person, be it in terms of growth or be it in terms of finding your place?
So I think I mentioned it to you guys earlier that I am a really big introvert. Like, if I didn't have to do things, I'll probably just stay by myself the entire day. But I think being a part of the Black Student Union and being on the exec team has definitely pushed me out of that comfort zone, made me become, I think, a well-rounded person. And I think my exec team, the team that I have right now, they are so passionate about what it means to be a Black student at the University of Manitoba. And sometimes when I sit back and watch them, I realize that me, myself, I'm lacking in so many ways. So they make me want to be so much better.
Yeah, and on the point you mentioned about the roots and then how Black isn't associated with ethnicity, are there, like, other misconceptions people have about your group? And then if there are, how do you go about addressing these misconceptions?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of times, and I won't call this a misconception, but people associate the Black Student Union as the BSC, which is the Black Student Community under UMSU. So the Black Student Union is a club. It's a student club. So it's student run, student funded, basically. And so that gives us sort of the freedom to kind of like advocate and plan for our events separate from what the BSC does. But I do have to point out that we do get our funding from the BSC and the UMSU. Okay. But we're like a separate entity in itself. Yes.
Right. Okay, so looking ahead, what are long-term aspirations that you have for BSU?
I really want to build a community. I think that a lot of Black students at the University of Manitoba fall under this category of international students. And a lot of times, international students essentially leave behind everything that they know and come to a foreign land. So I believe that the need for community is so huge, not only among Black students, but also among the students at the University of Manitoba. The biggest goal that I want for the BSU is to be a place where Black students can find a community, they can find friendships that will last a lifetime. I think that is the most I can ask that to come out of the BSU. The need for community is so important.
So other than the movie planned for this December, because like people have hobbies, some people don't really like movies like that. So are there other activities or events you guys at the Black Student Union is planning for people in general?
Yeah, for sure. So the movie night will be our last event for the term. When we come in winter term, we're doing the Calm Cafe again with the ASBC and the BSC. And we're also planning for our big multicultural event. We were also looking for suggestions, actually, about other events that we can plan between that time. So we have the Calm Cafe in January and then the big multicultural event in February. But we're taking suggestions for anything that we can do in between that time. So if the events that we're planning don't necessarily align with what you like as a hobby, we're open to suggestions as to what students would prefer.
So you guys are flexible.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
And I think you already talked about this before, about not only welcoming Black students, but I just want to ask, because I'm pretty sure these events that you have planned, they're great and massive events, and we're looking forward to these events. But is there a room for volunteering, like with the Black Student Union, during these events? And mm-hmm. are volunteer positions open to everybody? So how does that work?
Yes, I believe that if you go to the link, there will also be a list for a form for volunteers. So because we are a student-run group, there is a lot of need for volunteers. And it also lets us have different perspectives, because sometimes we can find ourselves in our own echo chambers. So if you go to the Instagram and the link, I believe there's a form for volunteers. You can just sign up. And then whenever we're planning a big event, we'll send an email out and see if you're able to volunteer during that time.
Beautiful. I'll just ask one more question about the movie, because I like all Mac movies too, but I'm wondering, do we need to come in costume? I said we, because I think I might be there, but yeah. Do we need costume? Do we need Christmas caps? Do we need lights and stuff? Or just...
You know, with the Black Student Union, we do have a policy that is essentially come as you are. If you want to come with costumes, you can come with costumes 100%. But if you don't want to come with costumes and you just want to come as you are, mm-hmm. then feel free to stop by that way too. So I'm not putting any hard rules on.
True. No, that's good. Because yeah. Some people are going to go hardcore. And
I might. If I show off, I might. Okay, so you mentioned you get your funding from the Black Students
community
and the UMSU.
Yeah.
Are you guys open to getting funding from outside these groups?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, so definitely. I believe that in the past we got donations from a black organization. I believe that was before my time, so I'm not quite sure what the group is. So we're 100% open to receiving funding from outside groups.
Is there someone to contact? Maybe someone listening right now is touched and they're like, you know what, I'd like to donate. Is there a contact they could?
Yeah, so our email is thebsau4m@gmail.com.
4m@gmail.com.
Yeah, so one second, I should check that.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's also the Instagram page, too. I guess they can...
Exactly. Yeah. So you can reach out to us over there.
Too. Okay, that's really lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today and for shedding more insights on the BSU. But you mentioned the BSC, and then there's the BSC. So I'm guessing the BSC is like the parent to the BSC?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So the BSC is like a big community for all the Black student groups at the University of Manitoba.
That's really lovely. I love the branch. It's really lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, and so that's, what's the name again, please?
Zima,
the co-president of
the Black Student Union.
Black Student Union. And so you've been hearing from Zima, co-president of Black Student Union. If you have more questions about the Black Student Union or more about their events, you can reach out to them on their Instagram at BSU_UM. They have the forms for forms for membership, and you have questions about volunteering as well, they have it right there. They also have their Gmail, BSAU4M@gmail.com. But definitely the Instagram is the first contact you want to have.
Yeah, and on the Instagram, you can also find information about future events and future activities you can take part in.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
No worries, guys.
There are times when you might feel aimless. You can't see the places
where you belong. But you will find that there is a purpose that's been there within you all along.
And when you're near it, you can almost hear it.
It's like a symphony. Just keep listening.
Welcome back, guys, on Evergreen Perspectives, again with your host, Ife Oluwa.
And Oluwa Tosin.
Thank you for joining us. So we just spoke with beautiful Zima, the co-president of the Black Student Union here at the University of Manitoba. Once again, if you are interested in joining the BSU, which is the Black Student Union, you can reach out to them on their Instagram at BSU_U of M. BSU_U of M. That's on Instagram. On there, you would find their membership form and more information about the events that they are planning for the year and the next. So coming this December 20th, which is the last day of exam, they've created for you a treat to come and relax. You're watching movies, Hallmark movies.
With snacks.
What's a Christmas without Hallmark movies?
Yeah, with snacks and everything available. And it's for free, by the
it's
way.
Free.
No ticket.
Yes.
Just come in with your friends. If you'd like, come in with costumes, Christmas costumes, or come as you are.
Yes, so...
It's open to everyone.
Thank you. It's open to everyone. And we think it's going to be really beautiful. So yeah, all the best to BSU on that event and many more that they have in the future. So Oluwa Tosin, Christmas is around the corner. How's it going for Christmas?
I'm excited. I'm a Christmas lover. I love Christmas. I love everything about the Christmas. I love the music. I love the dressing. I don't like the weather, but...
you had to put that in.
But yeah, I love everything, and it's mostly about seeing your family and your friends. You know, you all get to come together. It could be in form of a potluck, you know,
mm-hmm.
get to taste different meal from different homes, and then you also like bring in something. Christmas is fantastic. I love the activities. You know, you either get to host or you are invited to an to an event, or maybe you don't even have anything, but you're in your house, you're cozy, you have the fireplace on. If you don't have a fireplace, just go to YouTube and type fireplace, put it on your TV, have hot chocolate with marshmallows. Don't forget the marshmallow, it's very important. Put the marshmallow and then put like colored sprinkles on it to make it so Christmassy, and then wear your Christmas sweaters. They're not ugly sweaters, they're fantastic and beautiful sweaters. I love those sweaters.
Oh my God. So see, yeah. It feels like you're describing all my cards. Hallmark movies.
No, I mean, I'm very picky on them.
That is
some.
How much you love Christmas.
I do.
You just
I love
on
Christmas.
And on and on and on. That's really good. I love Christmas too. But are you the kind of person that would play Christmas music even, let's say, in February?
Yes. Absolutely, yes. Even in May, yes. Even in summer, sometimes it just rings in my head and I'm like cooking and like all my playlists, I just go to Christmas songs and wow. I'm listening to all the classics. It's fantastic, oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. I mean, I love Christmas too. And Winnipeg is beautiful with the snow and decorations, even in Christmas.
Decorations,
I feel like
that's
that takes
a big deal.
It takes your mind off the cold sometimes. Because to be honest, the snow does add a touch of beauty to the. It enhances it. It's what I'll say, because you have, for example, on my street, there's like this house. They have the three wise men, and then there's Santa, and then there are lights everywhere, and everything is on the snow. It looks so beautiful.
Right, right. But I'm originally from a country where it doesn't snow. I've spent most of my life in that country, so I'm so used to having Christmas without snow. But I'm getting used to this one too. But if it left to me, what I'd prefer is without snow. But the snow is fine as well. It beautifies it. It beautifies the decorations, the lights. Even at night, everywhere is still white. The floor is white. The sky is white because there's snow on the floor. So the beauty is enhanced. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I know that there was an era where we used to, we call it Father Christmas, for those that are from Nigeria.
They call it Santa Claus here.
Santa Claus. So, like, do you think, is there an age limit to...
Should there be?
Father Christmas.
No, should there even be? Should there be an age limit? No, you could be 100 years and still go see Santa Claus.
No, by 100,
and still
you
get your
gift.
You better not cry. You better not pout. Santa Claus is coming to town.
By 100. Anyways, well, yeah. So, will you be seeing Santa then?
I don't know. I don't know. I have more activities. I have events.
So. Are you saying seeing Santa is not important?
No, that's absolutely not. No, what maybe if I have little ones in the house, I'd put that in the plan, you know. But we'll see. Being spontaneous is what matters, right? So we'll see if it comes up, and then I'll just maybe.
Your words.
Maybe
spontaneous
maybe
on some things. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah. So it's exam season around the corner. We wish everybody the best with the exam. Just a quick recap of what we've been talking about so far. So we started off with finding your place and balance within the community. And to buttress that, we had Beautiful Zima from the Black Student Union give us shed more light on the Black Student Union. And we think it's a beautiful initiative for Black students who are looking to find a place, especially within the school community as well. Mm-hmm. Once again, you can reach out to them on Instagram at BSU_U of M. Reach out to them there if you want to be a member or if you are interested just in volunteering generally. And again, you do not have to be Black to volunteer or be involved with the BSU. So I'm just gonna, because she did mention that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we moved on to talking about Christmas with the snow and decorations. And yeah, so we hope that everyone has a beautiful weekend. As you prepare for exams, please keep in mind the tips. You need to sleep, a good sleep. You need to eat
good
feed
food.
Well. Mm-hmm. You need those nutrients to be replenished. And then you also need to take a stroll when you need to. Take breaks during your study period. Have a scale of priority, a scale of preference, basically. Prioritize on the things that you need to do.
Right. And don't feel overwhelmed about anything. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, I hope you have someone to talk to. If you don't have anyone to talk to, the clubs are still very much opened. You could go into any of the clubs that are available at school and then talk to them. Even not necessarily clubs too. They have like maybe
SI
like a
sessions
SI too. Sessions, yeah. And then like the science advisor. Like
yes,
those
the
type.
Science advisors.
Yeah,
too,
and
open.
For every department, they have maybe an advisor. Those are people you could walk up to and talk to as well. If you're not in school, you could send them an email. Just look for their email and send them an email. Just look for help, support systems, and all the best to everyone.
All the best, everyone. Thank you for listening. Signing out, this is Ife Oluwa
and Oluwatosin
on Evergreen Perspective
on UMFM Radio 101.5.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that here's Parson Brown. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that here's Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Snowman, we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll say I already, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Experience the magic of the holiday season with RWB's Nutcracker. A mischievous mouse king, playful bears, and shimmering snowflakes await in this whimsical fairy tale adventure that offers fun for the whole family. On stage December 20th to 23rd and 26th to 28th at the Centennial Concert Hall, live with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra and guest ensembles Rusalka and Manohar. Tickets at rwb.org.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay it forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Come here, everyone. Come. When you drop the coins in the box and it makes a clinking sound, then the souls will arise from the fiery purgatory.
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing. DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM-FM. Here we are, 101.5.
my man.